بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي كتب الآثار ونسخ الآجال، والقلوب عنده مفدية، والسر عنده علانية. الحلال ما أحل، والحرام ما حرم، والدين ما شرع، والأمر ما قضى. الخلق خلقه، والعبد عبده، وهو الله الرؤوف الرحيم. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: الدنيا دار من لا دار له، ومال من لا مال له، ولها يجمع من لا أقل له. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: يا أبا سفيان، جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers, all praise and thanks duly unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through his infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with this great wealth of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman. May Allah take us away from this world with iman. And may Allah resurrect us on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah with those with perfect iman. While the world tends to advance technologically, I swear by Allah, it is retrogressing morally and spiritually. While life seems to be becoming more challenging practically, it is becoming more difficult theoretically. In a nutshell, my beloved brothers, today tension, frustration, depression is the order of the day, while happiness, peace and prosperity is something of the past. That today in society, even if a man doesn't fall prey to a tragedy which may warrant depression, the fear that haunts the mind of an average man today is sufficient depression. But even if a man doesn't fall prey to any tragedy which may warrant depression, just the fear that haunts the mind of an average man is sufficient depression. As the poet says, سَأَلْتُ مِنَ الْأَتِبَّى خَدِيرًا ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ مِّمْ مَشَيْبِ, that I presented myself before a physician in his surgeon. I said, Doc, look at me, I'm becoming old man. What's the reason for this? فَقَالَتْ بَلْغَمْ. So he diagnosed, he examined me, he said, فَقَالَتْ بَلْغَمْ. He says that you have a lot of phlegm in your body. Suppose says that I said, Doc, with all due respect to expertise, I don't know much, but one thing I can assure you, this has nothing to do with phlegm, this is severe depression. Take the hand of any brother today, make him sit down, let him pour out his heart. Wallah, that man is filled with crisis. Don't be deceived by his palatial home. Don't be deceived by that man's X5 he's driving. Let that man sit down, let him pour out his heart. That man is only, his heart is filled with crisis. إِنِّي رَأَيْتُكَ جَالِسًا مُسْتَقْبِلِي فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّكَ لِلْحُمُومِ قَرِينُ. The poet says, brother, just the simple gesture on your face proves that you are suffering from severe depression. هَوِّنْ عَلِيكَ وَكَمْ بِرَبِّكَ وَاثِقَ. That relax, take it easy. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will enjoy life most beautifully. My respected, as they say in English, is only an example. To speak to Allah, no breath is lost. To walk to Allah, no strength is lost. To wait for Allah, no time is lost. So place your trust in Allah and you'll never be lost. تراها العذاء نفسه في رزقه لما تيقن أنه مذمون. Brother, the only way to avert financial depression is to convince yourself that Allah is a sustainer. Now that you have convinced yourself Allah is a sustainer, Allah is your nourisher, Allah is the provider, then the fake prediction of the land will not affect you in the least. Then the competitors in the market will not affect you in the least. Then the fake predictions by the economists will not affect you. Then the fluctuation of the land will not affect you. Like they say before, in the past, things were cheap, we could not afford it. Today, things are expensive. What is Allah kept us short of? So what's all the fuss about? The very salam has taught us a beautiful dua. Allahumma kanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, bless me with contentment with the provisions that you provide for me. Thumma barikli fi Allah, you put barakah in there. If a person happens to analyze this word contentment, he would arise at this conclusion that contentment is attributed towards needs and needs has a limit. On the contrary, greed has no boundary, has no limits whatsoever. And unfortunately today this ummah has come onto the platform of greed, which is called the so-called modern day poverty. Why? Because the man in the midst of affluence and wealth has no peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the 14th juz of the Quran, وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنَا, that home which Allah has blessed you with is something which may you may receive bless, prosperity, comfort, etc. So brother, if you go home and that home doesn't provide you with comfort, etc., the whole fundamental objective behind this home is forfeited. Another question arises, beloved brothers, what is the definition of wealth? And to answer this, let me take you back 1400 years ago to the words of my master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he grabs hold of the hand of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala and he says, Ya Aba Dharr, atara annaka al-mal huwa katratul ghina? Did you think that the wealth is excessive provisions? Wa qillatul mal huwa al-faqr? And do you think that lack of provisions is poverty? So the sahabi replies, yes, O Nabi of Allah, that's the apparent definition. Excessive provisions, wealth, lack of provisions, poverty. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, no. Like how you and I would say, let's set the record straight here. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh my sahabi, innama al-ghina ghina al-qalb wa innama al-faqru faqru al-qalb. True wealth is wealth of the heart, which is contentment of the heart. And true poverty is poverty of the heart, which is greed for the heart. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْغِنَى فِي قَلْبِهِ, that means that he has wealth in his heart. That means he has contentment in his heart. فَلَا يَدُرُّهُ مَا لَقِيَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, then no materialistic challenge will affect this man in the least. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْفَقْرُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, and that means that he has poverty in his heart. That means he has greed in his heart. فَلَا يُغْنِيهِ مَا أَكْتَرَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, then no amount of wealth can remove that inner crave of greed in this man's heart. هِيَ الْقَنَاعَةُ فَالْزَمْحَةَ عِشْ مَلَكَ, the poet says it is contentment. Hold on to it, grab on to it, you will live like a king without a throne. لو لم يكن منها إلا راحة البدن, even if Allah has blessed you with a healthy body, وانظر لمن ملك الدنيا بأجمعها, why not reflect, ponder and contemplate over those people who rule the entire world. According to Tafasir, four people govern the entire world. Two were believers, two were disbelievers. The two believers were Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhul Qarnain. The two disbelievers were Namrud and Bukhtanasar. Dhul Qarnain, prior to him leaving this world, he tells the messengers, when I die, take my hands and place it out of the coffin. Let the entire world look at my hands and see that even that man that ruled and governed the entire world left with nothing. You see, my beloved brothers, today talabna salat, and this ummah is looking for three things. Unfortunately, we are looking in the wrong avenues. Talabna la ghina fil mal, we are searching for wealth in money, but true wealth lies in the hands of Allah. It lies with contentment in Allah. وَتَلَبْنَا الرَّاحَ فِي الْكَثْرَةِ, we are searching for luxury in comfort, but true comfort lies in the hands of Allah. وَتَرَبْنَا الْكَرَامَ فِي الْخَلْقَ, we are searching for honor and respect on the hands of the creation. True honor lies in the hands of Allah. And that man that extends himself to seek reputation, to seek recognition from the hands of society, very soon Allah Ta'ala snatches away joy from that man's life. Let us understand three things will put an end to depression. لَا تَتَفَكَّرْ فِي الْفَقْرِ, don't think about poverty, it will increase your greed. لَا تَتَفَكَّرْ فِي ظُلْمِ مَنْ ظَلَمَ, don't think of try and take revenge for those people, perhaps in your past it has caused some harm in your life. Because Allah, at the end of the day, you won't cause any harm to that person's life, you'll only cause more frustration to your life. لَا تَتَفَقَّرْ فِي طُولِ الْبَقَى, they don't think and ponder about long and distant hopes. But really every man's future is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so wealth in the hands of Allah. Get contentment in the hands of Allah. When Allah gives contentment, see how Allah gives. When Allah snatches away, see Allah snatches away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells his sahabi, I want to distribute something here today. I want to give up something here today. مَنْ يَأْخُذُ عَنِّي هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ, who is they ready to take from me? فَيَعْلَمُ بِهِنَّ, and implement it. If you cannot implement it, at least pass it on to others. Abu Huraira comes. Oh Nabi of Allah, tell me, I'm ready. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells the sahabi, oh my sahabi, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبُدَ النَّاسِ. The disdain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will regard you as the one who has worshipped Allah the most. وَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, and be happy with the divine distribution from your Lord, Allah will regard you as the wealthiest. خَلَقْتُ لِعِبَادَةِ, Allah Ta'ala has placed us in this world, beloved brothers, for the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the ibadat and the worship of Allah. So Allah says, don't write around in this world. وَقَسَمْتُ لَكَ رِزْكَكَ, Allah Ta'ala has apportioned for you your rosy and your sustenance. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْكُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعِدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, that daily your sustenance is being distributed from the heavens. And by the custom of the Rabb of the heavens, it has nothing to do with your intellect, it has nothing to do with your know-how, it has nothing to do with your degrees, it has nothing to do with your expertise. كتب الله مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض. Allah has ordained what you will get, when you will get, how you will get 50,000 years before the creating of the heavens and the earth. وفي أكثر منه فلا تتمعها. Allah says, whatever I have decided for you, I don't want to see you endeavoring in something else. And let me tell you, إن رضيت بما قسمته لك, if you will become happy with the divine distribution from your Lord, Allah says, I will instill in your heart joy and happiness. You will become the most beloved in my eyes, but yet on the contrary, between a mess wealth, فَوِعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَوْ سَلِّتَنَ عَلِيكَ الدُّنْيَا. If you try in a mess wealth, Allah says, you will literally make you like animals running in search for your rosy and your sustenance. At the end of the day, you will not get what was not apportioned to you. You will abandon your life, you will abandon your social life, you will abandon your family life also. Nabi Ali Salam has taught us, my beloved brothers, that a person daily he recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is the ailment for 99 diseases. It is the cure for 99 ailments, the least of which is depression. After your Fardh Salah, Nabi Ali Salam has taught us, rub your hands on your forehead and recite this dua, Allahumma adhib anil hammi wal huzan. Allah, remove from me that grief and that worry and that depression. Another dua of Nabi alayhi salam, As'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. O Allah, we ask you through all your means, all your names. O anzaltahu fi kitabik, which you have revealed in your kitab. O allamtahu ahadam min khalkik, which you have blessed or taught any of your servants. Taj'al al-Qur'an azima rabi'a qulubina. Ya Allah, make that Qur'an as a means of nur and light and remove that inner depression from my life. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam tells his son, O my son, save yourself from deaths. For verily it is a curse by night and a disgrace by day. And let me add to this, my beloved brothers, that the greatest contribution to depression, wallah, is guna. That man is associated with guna, that man is frustrated. That's why Nabi alayhi salam has taught us, inna sirqa tamanina. That by speaking the truth, Allah Ta'ala will bless your life with happiness. Allah will bless you with peace. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you. Yet speak lies, see what happens. When your person speaks lies, it's uneasiness, restlessness, frustration, depression. As that man who's cheating on his wife, before he comes on, he must swap that SIM card, has to clear his inbox. When the phone is ringing, he has to go outside to earn it. There's only temporary pleasure after the height of frustration. And let me tell you also, after that, there's no antidepressant that can remove that depression. It's a gimmick. A person, an example of this antidepressants, is like a person that is traveling in a car, and he has a rattle. So he goes to the doctor, he goes to the mechanic and says, mechanic, I got this rattle in my car. So the mechanic tells him, brother, don't worry, whenever you hear the rattle, just put your radio louder. Brother, you haven't sorted out the problem, you have camouflaged the problem, you haven't sorted it out. So this is it, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept contentment in his deen. And when Allah gives contentment, see how Allah gives. When Allah snatches it away also by a second. But my beloved brothers, Firaun sitting on his throne. Just one news to the ears of Firaun that one child to be born is going to topple your kingdom. No rest in the life of Firaun. A person goes to hospital, is diagnosed with cancer. Can a man go for a holiday after that? At times you never know. I read in one article, one brother from the United States of America, he was in hospital, so the doctors diagnosed that he had cancer. And he got a few weeks to live. So he decided, let me take all my money, my bank account, go to the best of holidays, eat the best of food. He did that. Upon returning home, there was a letter that, sorry brother, we diagnosed the wrong person. So this is the dunya, it's a deception. How many times we go to those affluent people's home, the dastarkhan in the food is laden from east to west, yet the host of the house can't partake of this egg, he can't eat from that dish. My respected Allah said, beloved, it's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firaun sitting on his throne, he one message that a child to be born to cripple your entire empire, there was no rest in the life of Firaun. What is contentment, my beloved brothers? Today a pauper with nothing to offer. His sky is Allah, his shelter is the sky of my Allah, or his earth, or the bed is the earth of my Allah. Yet this man in the midst of traffic, you see him having a peaceful sleep. It baffles the mind to draw a conclusion who's rich and who's poor. Yet today, maybe in the midst of affluence and wealth, today this ummah has no peace. When Allah wants to give peace, here Allah gives peace. When Allah wants to snatch away, Allah will snatch it away also. Sahaba radiallahu anhu in the battle of Uhud, Allah Akbar, such a critical battle in the annals of history. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِسْتَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَسَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ. Sahaba radiallahu anhu in the battle of Uhud, Allah says, when you were slaying the kuffar, and you thought that victory was now in your lot, you moved away from the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your focus and your attention got shifted away from what was supposed to be. At that time, At that time, in this juncture, when Sahaba's attention moved away towards the spoils of war, and they thought that victory is now in their lot. وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ, they disputed in the matter. وَعَسَيْتُمْ, they went against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, in Sahaba's attention got shifted onto the spoils of war. مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. Their attention got shifted towards the materialistic values of this world. At that time, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, only when this ayat was revealed that this thought crossed my mind, that there are those amongst us whose intention is after the materialistic values of this world. Other than that, I thought that everyone here present was out here for the fikr of deen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give contempt, Allah will give. When Allah wants to give peace, Allah will give peace. When Allah wants to give you sleep under any condition, Allah will instill sleep. There is no need to take any tablet also. My beloved brothers, the greatest prescription a person takes, this tablet, he can't sleep at night. Well, a person, my beloved brothers, what point have we reached in our life today that even by the ticking of a clock, a person can't sleep? Or just by a barking of a dog, a person can't sleep? Sleep comes divine, and that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No tablet can give you that. No pharmacy can give you that prescription. That wife also at home, my beloved brother, Allah says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. When you go home, that wife is supposed to put an end to depression, not start depression. So contentment from Allah, joy from Allah, peace from Allah. Sahaba says, Allah says that when kuffar saw a gap, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prior to this posted 50 arches at a particular given point so that the kuffar could not penetrate. Now kuffar, Sahaba's attention moved away from the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their attention got shifted on dunya. Their attention got shifted onto the spoils of war. Kuffar saw this and they launched a full-scale attack on Sahaba. At that time when they moved away from the orders of Allah, when they moved away from the orders of Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was that very same battle in which Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the rumor was made that he was assassinated, that very same battle which the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lost his Mubarak tooth. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala takes water in the cloth and she squeezes it on the face of Nabi alayhi salam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala is wiping the face of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah put the contribution made on behalf of the leaders of the women of Jannah. At that time when there was total chaos, total disarray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you want to see when I give peace, see how I give peace. That peace and tranquility cannot be attained, my beloved brothers, just like that. You can go in the best of resorts in the world. You can be in the Sharm el-Sheikh, in the Burj al-Arab, in the Niagara Falls. It comes divine from Allah. Peace from Allah, contentment from Allah. No pharmacy can give you that prescription. Wallah, it is not inspired, it is not acquired, it is inspired. It is only inspired if you knock the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala will bring this quality in your life. Nevertheless, Allah sees that, for example, two brothers in a business, Allah gives contentment to one, Allah snatches it away from the other. Two brothers living in one household, Allah gives contentment to one, Allah snatches it from the other. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, in the midst of the battle, in chaos, total disarray, Allah Ta'ala said, we send sleep upon Sahaba in the midst of that chaos. Abu Talha Ansari says, I had a sword in my hand, even that sword fell to the ground. Sahaba says, when Allah instills sleep in the midst of the battle, that is, this is one of the ways of Allah's help descending on Sahaba. On the other hand, the Munafiqeen felt fear in their hearts, that what is going to happen to us now? What is going to happen to us now? After the sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awoken Sahaba, whereby they got their act together, they got their focus, and they continued again. So Allah says, when I want to give contentment, see how Allah gives contentment, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are depressed. Why are you depressed? Because the kuffar is not listening to you. Here's a prescription from our side. What prescription can be greater than the prescription of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Allah ta'ala reveals the verse, فَسَبِّي بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Recite subhanallah abundantly. Make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remove all sorts of depression in your life, and fall into the prostrate in the sujood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death overtakes you. The end of the dua of Nabi alayhi salam, Allahumma kanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allah bless us with contentment with that provision that you have bestowed us on. وَثُمَّ بَارِكْهِ فِي اللَّهِ, you put barakah in there. الْحُرُّ عَبْدٌ مَا قَنَعَ وَالْعَبْدُ مَا تَمَعَ. Let us understand, a poet says, a slave is a king provided he is contented. And a king is a slave provided he has greed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in all our hearts contentment. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.